How you doing, man?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. You got the number one song on the urban charts, man. How's that feel?
Man, I feel jiggy out here, bro. I can't even lie to you, man. It feels good, man.
Now, this song, Problem, is so hardcore. Did you ever imagine that it would be a number one record and all the radio stations across the country would be playing it?
I didn't, and, you know, it's not because I didn't, you know, I doubted myself. It just never crossed me that the world would love something called effing problems.
Yeah, but you know what? Every dude has an effing problem, so, like, you just...
They definitely do. You know what, man? I thought it was just me.
No, brother. You touched the nerve. We all got an effing problem. I mean, it's a lifelong affliction. So you were born during the renaissance of hip-hop in New York City, and your mother names you after Rakim. And then you're this great MC, and a new generation MC, man. Do you understand the legacy of what you're doing right now?
Man, oh, man, yo. I mean, when you put it like that, thank you. Because, I mean, you know, it only means something when it's coming from other people, you know, and I appreciate that, man.
You got a chance to meet Rakim, but when you were a baby, your mom was walking you down the street, and she saw Rakim at a light in Harlem, and she went up to him with you, and he signed your diaper?
Yeah, man, she was with my aunt, and they was on the corner of 125th Street and Lexington Avenue. Rakim pulled up in his Jeep. What was those Jeeps in back in the days? That ain't have, like, no doors and no...
Oh, the Wranglers, the Jeep Wranglers?
Yeah, the Wrangler. I keep forgetting all the time. He's in, like, a Jeep Wrangler
right.
with his homeboy. And my mom seen him, and it just ran into, like, the middle of the street and was like, yo, I named my son after you, like, and showed him, like, my chain and stuff. And he signed, like, a pamphlet, a $5 bill.
Do you still have that $5 bill?
Man, both of them was gone. She ended up using a pamphlet. Somebody ended up stealing a $5 off a dresser, man.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
But
so
he
listen.
Re-signed the pamphlet for me when I met him, so
right.
Really good.
I saw that video, and do you stay in touch with him?
Rakim, I barely get to, but I want to work with him on my new project.
You got to do Rakim versus Rakim, man.
Woo!
That's the title right there.
I never... got addressed to this Rakim before in music, so that's different.
You've been traveling the world. I've been following you on Instagram, and I saw you were in Europe last week. What is it like walking down the street, and I saw that you had tweeted a picture of you in front of an ad in London on some random street. When you walk up on that, have you grasped where you are in the music game right now when you see something like that?
No, I just be feeling like I'm blessed. I don't be know, like, you know, I feel like... If my concern is just, you know, being number one and stuff, there's nothing wrong with, you know, being ambitious and wanting to be ambitious and be the best you could be at something. But I feel like, man, if I'm not even racing y'all cats, I'm going to be winning for eternity, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at it like, you know, when I walk down the street of a London block I've never been to, and I see my billboard, all that means to me is that my label is doing their job, and God is good, man. That's what it really means to me, man. And I'm happy for stuff like that. That means people want to see me, and, you know, like that, man, there's words that can't describe that, you know?
No doubt.
First time I seen that, I was a little tipsy coming from the studio about 4 in the morning in London, and we was driving past, and I caught it from my peripheral vision, so I wasn't too sure of what it was.
Right.
But I got so excited that I said, you know what, I know me. I can't be wrong. I'm like, circle back around. Everybody like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, yo, I know what I just saw. I'm not crazy. Circle around. Saw a billboard. So they thinking I'm talking about a regular size poster. When we drove back around, man, it was like, this man, it's for me, man, it was like the Hollywood sign. I was like,
right.
Yo, we seen it. It was huge. And I got out, took a picture. People was randomly just taking pictures of me, taking pictures in front of it. It was crazy.
Well, that's got to be, man. That's a great accomplishment, especially when you go to a place. They don't even speak English in some of these places you go to, but they know all the lyrics to your songs.
Exactly.
That's got to be a great feeling. The Long Live ASAP album is out, critically acclaimed. Everybody's talking about it. Man, it's a great album. I'm loving Suddenly and Ghetto Symphony and Wild for the Night and Angel. I mean, you got cut after cut after cut. And then you've got partnerships with some of the biggest MCs in the game right now, and you've been doing a lot of different records with a lot of different folks. So talk to us about your relationship with some of the other MCs that's blowing up right now.
Like Joey Badass, Kendrick and them?
Yeah, you guys are coming out at the same time and coming out together. I love that, man.
Yeah, right. It's unity in hip hop, man. Like I got the West Coast on there. I got the Midwest in there. You know, West Coast is Kendrick, Midwest Danny Brown, Joey Badass. You know, the South, Yellow Wolf. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, New York City, myself, and the Action Bronson. So I you know, Joey Badass. But my whole purpose with that, brother, I wanted to make a posse cut record, but I didn't want to be cliche about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like the most appropriate people to put on that type of record was people that's from my era that's spitting, that's on the come up. Man, I hear that song on the radio every other day, the One Train, and it's like, this would never got played. Like, you know,
right.
Times are changing, man, and I'm right. Loving it, man.
Well, also, you know, you and French Montana are really the first New York MCs to have number one records other than Hov in years. I mean, you know, the New York MC doesn't really exist anymore on the charts as we see it. Everybody is coming from elsewhere. So do you ever feel like you have to rep for New York and bring the New York MC back into the forefront?
No, that's not my concern, man. I'm concerned with just making good music. That's really just it for me.
ASAP, man, I appreciate you taking the time to check in. I know you're going to be working on a tour. We're actually working on getting you back here to Cleveland. And you came up on Bone Thugs and Harmony. You know, that's the gold standard here in Cleveland.
Oh, man, come on, man. Bone, man. My mom listens to Bone till this day when she cooking and cleaning dishes in the kitchen and stuff, man. Blasting it. It get annoying sometimes. I grew up, came up on Bone, everything, man. I'm telling you, man, like, Bone Thugs is one of the biggest inspirations for me as far as hip-hop goes.
Well, listen, man, we got to get you back here to Cleveland, man, so you can rock. And it's great talking to you, man. Proud of you. And the world is talking about ASAP Rocky, man. Congratulations.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, brother. Thank you. God bless.